Santos had gone into hiding again. The door began to glow. Its surface rippled colorfully according to the hue of the fireballs hitting its far side. Soulcatcher produced a knife and slit Howler's clothing. I didn't understand till she found what she was looking for. That proved to be a piece of silk, 4 feet by 6 when she spread it, and a little bundle of sticks. The silk rectangle became almost rigid when she spoke a certain word. It floated up off the floor like it was floating on the surface of a gently rippling pool. Soulcatcher broke the bundle of sticks and assembled them into a framework on which she stretched the silk. She muttered as she worked. The whole thing seemed much too fragile, but in a minute she grabbed the Daughter of Night and clambered aboard. The carpet sagged, but held their weight. Sputtering, jerking like he was having a seizure, Howler staggered toward his stolen emergency conveyance. I wondered if this was his final secret, or if he still had more flying tricks up his sleeves. I bet it was something like that piece of silk that got him out of dying, back when they thought he'd crashed at high speed into the side of the tower at Charm. Soulcatcher did something incredibly violent. Most of the tower top vanished inside a globe of white light. The flare was so brilliant, it betrayed every shadow slithering through the night, but temporarily blinded half the men trying to exterminate them. When the light faded, a third of the tower's crystal roof no longer existed. Soulcatcher snagged Howler by the hair, dragged him onto the carpet, said some word that started the tiny thing moving. It began to sink almost immediately. It barely cleared the turret. Then it went down, down toward the unfriendly folks and unfriendlier shadows, hunting one another amongst the rocks below. Catcher did not want to go down there, but the carpet was overloaded. It was designed to help the runt get out of a tight spot, not him and all his friends and neighbors. The smell of Kena grew stronger again. The whirlwind of rage was coming back for one more try. The goddess did not want her daughter carried off. The brat's eyes were closed inside her egg. That had proven to be flexible and slick when Soulcatcher was slinging it around. The kid's face bore that serene expression she got when she was communing with Kena. The lady and her cohorts burst into the chamber where Long Shadow and Narayan Singh still groaned and twitched. Fireballs routed the small shadows instantly. Seconds later, a stream of fireballs reached down for Catcher and her companions. None hit home, but they did alert our troops that something was on the fly. Anything that flew would not be friendly. Kena's interest and anger heightened fast. A hurricane screamed in the ghost world. Her stench leaked over into the real world. Men heaved up their last meals. The sky darkened more than the night and clouds insisted. The earth shook. The throne shudders and slips 1/1000 of an inch. The tortured figure groans. Its blind eyes flutter. One crow cackles. The bird fails to recall that it dares not rest. Its claws touch down atop the sleeper's head. Before its wings finish folding, it begins to scream. Small shadows have found it. They squabble over its life force joyfully. The earth shivers. There is no silence anymore.